Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for angel
everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. How are you all doing today?
I'm wonderful.
That's great, Mr. Orion Hudson. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with
me. Oh, you're welcome.
So how did that feel? And tell us about the award, please, sir, because it's well-deserved by President Bush. So
it was such an honor to be selected and to be able to witness such an amazing event. And I felt so blessed to be a part of it.
Oh, I understand that. Very blessed. Even though he's deceased now, you were still honored. I believe, wasn't it December 6th or December 5th, sir?
It was actually December 5th, but to be in all fairness to the organization, the Point of Light Foundation that he created, they reached out to me a couple of years back and told me they was going to honor me, but they wanted to wait to a good time because they felt like what I was doing was pretty amazing. So they wanted to do it on a special day.
Oh, okay. That is wonderful. And it was that day, December 5th, 2018. It was the Point of Light Award. You were honored and received this award, I believe, at Andrews Air Force Base.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So it's great what you're doing. You're teaching at
your hands for angel love.
Hello, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't hear you, sir.
Yeah, I think you were going in and out. I can hear you now loud and clear. I heard music a few seconds ago. Did I lose you?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm calling in on another number.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
You think it's another number maybe?
Another number.
Can you hear me back? Hello?
You hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Is it that?
You can hear me now, but you couldn't hear me earlier?
I can
okay,
hear you
hold
back.
On. What I was saying is you might want to talk about the President George H.W. Bush Point of Light Award that you awarded at Andrews Air Force Base for teaching at-risk youth to make every move count with chess and teaching skills and life lessons.
Yes, ma'am. Teaching, you know, life is like a game of chess. Make your next move your best move.
Okay, that's wonderful. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, well, waiting on you. Whatever you need me to do, I'm here.
Okay, I was asking about the President George H.W. Bush Point of Light Award that you awarded Andrews Air Force Base for teaching at-risk youth to make every move count with chess, including teaching skills as life lessons, and how that playing chess helps them with critical thinking and choices and character.
Exactly. You know, we want to teach children to be givers, to serve others, and to find a way to choose peace instead of violence.
Yes, that is wonderful, and that is what you are doing. How does it feel? How long have you did this? What number of years? And weren't you a police officer or a state trooper before this, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a former state trooper. I'm an Air Force veteran, and I've trained over 65,000 kids. My goal is 1 million. And I've been doing this about 20 years.
That is wonderful. That is definitely worth an award, over 50,000 children. And you're going strong, Mr. Orion Hudson.
Yes, ma'am. My goal is 1 million, so I have a lot of work to do.
So how does chess help them do all these things?
Chess,
how do you get the children interested?
Well, we make it fun and exciting, and chess is a game, so they think it's a game, but chess is more than a game. It teaches you patience. It teaches you sportsmanship. It teaches you to respect your opponent. You got to respect. Respect is a powerful word. And if you start respecting people, good things happen.
Yeah, I understand what you are saying. Respect. Okay, that makes sense. It teaches respect other human beings, even though you may have.
Yeah, you gotta respect. You gotta respect the average. You gotta respect what's going on so that you can be mindful of what's happening so you can make adjustments. Don't do the first thing that pops in your head. Your first crack is a whack, and you can't take it back.
Okay, so. Chess. How did you start out with chess? Did someone teach you the game of chess? And who are
yes,
they?
Ma'am. Yeah. when I was in high school, I was in and out of foster home, and I was in a gang. And a teacher, high school teacher, taught me chess, and it turned my life around because chess taught me six magic words: take time to think things through.
Okay. Take time to think things through, and that's pretty much your motto.
Yep. To heads up, hands up, grades up, and never give up.
Oh, great. So the children must, the young people must love you. In what age group do you start teaching this chess, and do you go to the schools? Are you worldwide? Tell the people listening.
I teach ages from 5 to 55, teaching children how to wake up winning, you know, how to pause, how to ponder, how to pray before you proceed, then you can prevail. Pause, ponder,
yes.
Pray, proceed, prevail.
That is wonderful. So how did it feel to be given this award? I know you probably received other awards, but why was this one special?
Well, this was special because I'm at Andrews Air Force Base. I'm right next to Air Force One, and I, you know, the motorcade comes by, and George H.W. Bush is loaded onto the Air Force One. That was just amazing. It's a day I'll never forget.
It's amazing. Yes, yes. I can imagine. And he started this, President H.W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, the first Bush president. Am I correct?
Yeah, Bush number 41. Yeah, he started to call the Point of Life Foundation, recognizing people of service. And December 5th, 2018 was my day to be honored, and I'm so honored that they selected me to be a part of such a magnificent event.
You should be. What did the young people think when they saw you on TV? Did they know about it ahead of time there in Atlanta?
Yeah, they knew because I was scheduled to be teaching them at the time. And so they were aware that I wouldn't be able to make it because I was going to be at the ceremony. So they made a big announcement, and so they were aware of it.
Oh, that is wonderful, and it's well-deserved. I mean, more men should be like you, working with the young people, more men. I think the Million Man March did a lot. I really do. Did the Million Man March influence you, or was this something you did on your own?
Well, I started my program because seven people were shot in a robbery for $2,000, and I said to myself, bad things happen when good people fail to make boss moves. So I made a boss move and started a nonprofit organization called Be Someone, teaching children to go out to the cash with a K. K for knowledge, A for attitude, S for skills, and H for habits. And once you get this cash is king. So I'm teaching young people how to cash in.
Yes, sir. Not do such violent killings. And, you know, because that violent killings, drugs, all those things really ruin their lives with the way it is, just in there with drugs and murder. I mean, all of those decisions and choices can ruin a life, not just kill someone, but it can ruin their own lives. And you have them to think about these choices like stealing and things like that. Am I correct?
Yeah, choices matter. And it can have a cascade effect where it just start messing up everybody. So think things
yes.
through, because every move you make has consequences, ramifications, and sanctions.
That is true. So you've worked with over 50,000 children. Have you worked out of the United States?
I've been in Philippines. I've been to Canada. I've been to India.
So how would a parent or a school get in touch with you? Is there a fee for it? If it's for a school, for you to come out, Mr. Orion Hudson?
Yeah, that's definitely a fee, but I bring a lot of value. I give people so much value that they're going to love it.
Okay, they're going to love that. Okay. So how long do you stay with the young people? I mean, do you do individual or groups? How does that work with you, sir?
Well, each situation is customized. It depends on what's going on. I'm doing something with the Clayton County School District right now. Dr. Beasley has selected me to help some kids in Clayton County School District. So I do stuff based on the schedule and what we come up with. I customize each visit.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you've been out the country doing this. I really hope you go further with this and reach that 1 million young people. And it doesn't matter the male, female, as long as they're in that 5 to 55 age range.
Yes, ma'am. That's how I roll. Just
so,
whatever. I'm here to teach children how to make every move their best move.
Okay, I know you have a website called www.besomeone.org, and it has showing programs, events, and things like that, Mr. Hudson. So it's got pictures of you playing chess here, and it says that you speak at events in schools throughout the USA. You speak to kids, parents, teachers, corporate management, and staff about your mission of empowering kids to be someone. I like that logo, Be Someone.
Be all God created you to be and never settle for less than you can be.
That's right. That's right. And you have something here on your way. It says it's less about teaching chess and more about building character. Omari C. Hudson. That's wonderful.
The C's for checkmate.
So,
checkmate means you win. And it's not over until you win.
Checkmate. Orion Checkmate Hudson. Okay. All right. So what's next? How far do you intend to expand? You've been doing this for 20 years, and you've reached over 50,000 children. Has there been a great success rate when you teach and talk with them? You have a great success rate? I definitely hope so. I mean, you received this award.
I thank God.
Okay.
I thank God for my life. I've never seen a kid that I've helped on TV for something negative. I teach children to be famous, not infamous. Be known for something good, not negative. Be a giver, not a taker.
Good.
Be a leader,
so,
not a follower.
Be a leader, not a follower. Do you ever talk to kids about politics? I'm just curious if maybe some of them should maybe later on in their life decide to run for office politics.
Well, I just focus on teaching children to search for truth and wherever it leads you. And make sure you just always in search for truth and add value to other people. And the word, I teach children about the most powerful word on the planet is integrity. And if you're true to yourself and you're true to others, you'll win every time.
Okay. And you also have summer camps, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. I do boot camps, summer camps, teaching children how to wake up winning.
That is wonderful. I'm happy to know that there is a man like you out there who really cares about the youth. So with chess, I've never played chess before. Is it anything like checkers? I just have to ask. I know I sound stupid, but is it anything like checkers?
It's a little bit like checkers, but checkers you're using half of the board. Chess you're using every single square on the board, and you have it's a little bit more complicated in that you got 6 different pieces and they all move differently. And checkers, everything is the same. There's no females on the board. But chess, you got males and you got females. In fact, the female is the most powerful piece on the board. She's 7 times more powerful than the king.
Oh, okay. All right, so in a way that teaches respect for women, to respect their mothers, their sisters, their late on in life, their fiancés, wives. That helps teach that
exactly.
Also, in a way. Respect for women, and how do you teach them respect for themselves? How do you go about that?
Well, everyone, you know, when I look at you, I see me.
Everyone you meet is your teacher. Everyone to meet, we all are one. And that, you know, treat people like it's you because that person is you. So you got to respect yourself and you got to respect others.
That is true. That is very true. That is very, very true. So how do you intend to celebrate Christmas, Mr. Orion Hudson?
I'm going to be in Las Vegas competing in a international chess championship. I'm somewhat coming out of retirement and I'm playing my tournament.
Oh, okay. So you're coming out of retirement to play in a tournament. Okay. Have you won tournaments before?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Yep, I won a tournament before.
Is there a prize at stake?
But yes, a prize. I think it's like $6,000 at stake. But I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm basically just trying to get back in the game and just use it as a teaching tool for young people and teach them that the biggest mistake you ever can do your entire life is to give up. Stay in the game and stay sharp and focus on others. Put other needs above yours and good things will happen.
You're being very humble, Mr. Hudson, because I happen to know that you're a former Alabama State Trooper, Air Force veteran, and a renowned chess champion. You're also the author of Amazon bestseller, One Move at a Time, How to Win at Chess in Life. So you're being humble.
Well, you're a renowned chess champion.
Yes, sir.
One of the things I teach my children, though, one of the things I teach the students is that school is never out for the pro, because once you know it all, you're no longer teachable. So stay humble, keep moving forward, and never stop learning.
Okay. So 55,000 young people. You've had support, though. You have support from people like Miss Jane Fonda, Mr. Tyler Perry, Mr. Steve Harvey, as well as some other celebrities. And you've also appeared on Good Morning America, CBS Early Morning
Show. Man,
you do your
homework.
Uh-huh.
I do. I think
CNN.
My most successful.
Fox and Friends.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yes, ma'am. I've been on quite a few stations.
Out of all this, what is the most important? Out of all the things that you have accomplished, what is the success for you?
I think the most powerful thing I've ever had was, let me see, the most powerful thing I've ever had was being on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was more powerful than anything I've ever done.
Yes,
Tom Joyner's
the
real deal.
Tom Joyner's the show. Yes, yes. He supports historically black college and university, HBCUs. Yes. You've also been U.S. Today, Essence Magazine, Sports Illustrated for Teens, Jet, Black Enterprise, and Time Magazine for Kids. So you've been honored before for what you are doing, and you should be. You should be honored and recognized for the things that you have did, because it's great. I mean, it's great. And that you're humble is even more of a blessing. So you have a lot to be happy about. You want to hear the truth, because you did, because you're helping these young people and you're making a difference. You're not just sitting around talking about what's happening to today's young people. You're doing something. So that's to be commended.
Well, bad things happen when good people fail to take action. So I'm basically taking action.
Mm-hmm. So you teach adults too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You've even been in People Magazine.
Adults.
So I'm very impressed, because I know that it's saying in February 22nd, 24th, you're supposed to speak in 2018, the Black CEO Conference invites Orion Hudson. So 5,000 plus children is amazing. And
it's more than 55 now, because I've been traveling a lot, getting a lot of kids. But God is good, and I'm just on a mission to make sure I'm pouring the young people and teaching them to choose peace instead of violence, brains before bullets. Get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up.
Never give up. And you're an example also, not just a chess game, of what they can strive to become. I mean, you're a veteran, Army veteran, you're a former state trooper, and you have a big heart. So I think that all of this is wonderful, and I hope you keep going. You have no intentions of stopping anytime soon, do you?
No, ma'am. Full steam ahead.
No? Full steam ahead.
I said full steam ahead.
Okay. All right. So congratulations on your award from President George H.W. Bush Light Award that you awarded Andrews Air Force Base for teaching at Rick's youth to make every move count. How do you feel about the Bush family, President Bush family, and his sons? Because one of his sons was Governor of Florida, Mr. Jeb Bush, where I live in the state of Florida. How do you feel about the Bush family?
I think they're good people. Michelle Obama and George W. Bush, they're good friends. And, you know, everything is about when I look at you, I see me. We all are one. And when we start realizing that we all are connected and that we have a moral obligation to make sure that we're being good to one another, because we all are one. The word universe means one. And when we all come together as one, we can achieve the extraordinary.
I believe that. And thank you. Thank you for
coming. Did I lose you?
Nobody ever told you. I just want to let you know that you're beautiful. Never met a girl quite like you. Yeah. Listen. You look so good.